Thank you for listening to this message from the pulpit of Coon Rapids Baptist Church in the suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We have two preaching sessions this afternoon, and we are looking forward to both of our speakers. And together, Pastor Peterson and Pastor Fuller led the church through, I think, 38, 40 years or so of the 50 years of its existence. And so we have asked them to speak. And Brother Peterson, would you please come first, sir, and speak to us?
I need water. There's a bottle of water there if you need something. Thank
you. All right. I think I'm turned on here, am I? I was just thinking as they were playing the offertory. I remember Debbie, when we first completed the gym, we got one thing out. We didn't even have a floor at first, and we kept getting stuff donated to us, and we got the sound system, and we said, wouldn't it be nice to have a nice piano, electronic piano over there? Now they got one. That's great. The Lord has been good. Pastor said I have 20 minutes, and that's going to be okay because I can't remember ever preaching more than 20 minutes. Yeah. Of course, I there's a lot of things I don't remember nowadays. So, yeah. But anyway, if I happen to go over, the pastor said we'll just take it out of Pastor Fuller's time. So, what's that? Okay, you start the timer. All right, I was thinking of this day, that there'd be probably be a lot of remembering, and of course there has been, looking back, remembering how you got here, where you are. And it's always good to look back. And I'm sure for a new pastor, it's good to know the history of the church, so it's good to have it at the beginning of your ministry like this. But you want to look ahead, too. That's what pastor wants to do, is look ahead. Yeah, it's good to remember where we've come from or how we got here, but then looking ahead. And I thought of Deuteronomy. As a matter of fact, after you asked me to preach, I was in my devotion time in the morning. I was in Deuteronomy a month or two ago. And I thought, that's just the message of Deuteronomy. When you come to Deuteronomy, the setting that you want to see is the children of Israel have come through the wilderness, 40 years wandering around. They're up smack against the Jordan River, just above the Dead Sea over there, and they're ready to go into the land. Moses is going to die pretty soon, but he knows he's not going into the land, but he is wants to prepare them for the future. And in preparing them for the future, he says, look at here, remember where you've been. Remember these things. And then here's what you need to do in the future. Really, what he was saying was, remember all the way that the Lord has led you. Remember who the Lord is. Know the Lord, really. And so he reminded them of the past and encouraged them for the future, kind of like where you are today. He reminded them of the Ten Commandments. He gave them instruction for a lot more than just the Ten Commandments, instruction for conduct in the new land, in the Promised Land. But the underlying message all through the book is remember God. And in order to remember God, you have to know him in the first place. So know God. Know God. He is faithful. This is one thing that Moses insinuates, at least, in the book of Deuteronomy. God is faithful. So you need to have faith in him. Depend on him daily. Now, if they had had faith in him, they would have already been in the Promised Land for 40 years. But they did not enter in because of a lack of faith. And so they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. I'm just going to go through several, just select verses in Deuteronomy and remind you of some things. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 2, it says here, there are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir onto Kadesh Barnea. Now, you remember Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai, where they received the Ten Commandments. When they came out of Egypt, that was the first place that they stopped for a length of time. And it's 11 days' journey to Kadesh Barnea. You remember Kadesh Barnea, don't you? That's where they sent the 12 spies over into the land. And then notice the next verse. It's 11 days, remember, 11 days journey to Kadesh Barnea. And then he said, and it came to pass in the 40th year. How do you turn 11 days into 40 years? Through unbelief, through a lack of faith. Now, I'm not talking about they didn't believe in God. Today, we would put it this way. I'm not saying that they weren't believers, that they hadn't trusted Christ as their Savior, that they weren't born-again Christians. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying these born-again Christians did not have faith in God. They didn't trust in Him daily. And that's why they've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Well, anyway, it's 40 years now. Let me look at a couple other verses here. Verse 21 of chapter 1. Behold, the Lord God hath set the land before thee. This is what he told them when they went up to Kadesh Barnea. Behold, the Lord God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Now, he didn't say, go in there and take that land away from the Canaanites. No, he just said, go and possess it. It's yours. I've given it to you. I promised it to you. Years ago, generations ago, I promised it to you. Now it's time. Go in and take it. Go in and possess it. And then in verse 26, notwithstanding, ye would not. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. They said, first of all, oh, why don't we send 12 spies in? And Moses said, well, that's probably a good idea. And I'm sure Moses never thought that they'd come back and say, we can't go in. And that's what they did. They're too big for us. There's walled cities there. In verse 28, the people is greater and taller than we. We're like grasshoppers in their sight, remember? The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims. And verse 32, ye did not believe the Lord your God. Lack of faith. They were believers. They were believers in God, but they had a lack of faith. God said, I promised you this land. Go in and possess it. And they said, we can't. Well, of course, they couldn't. But God had already given it to them. All they had to do is trust God and believe His promise. But they didn't do that. In chapter 9 and verse 23, there's another verse that I want you to see. Verse 23 of chapter 9. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. It's your land. Take it. Can you imagine saying to a little child, this candy I bought for you, it's your candy. Take it. And say, oh no, I can't take it. I can't do that. That's what they did. They said, I can't do it. I can't do it. They weren't trusting in the Lord. Verse 7. Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. And you know the story. They wandered for those 40 years. In the book of Hebrews, let me just read a couple of verses there. Hebrews in chapter 3 and verses 15 and 19. 15 through 19. While this said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. So he's telling Christians of that day, don't harden your hearts like those people did at Kadesh Barnea, and they provoked the Lord. As a matter of fact, they provoked him 40 years, rebelling over and over again. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. They weren't all unbelieving, but as a group, they were. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? Those who didn't have faith in the promise of God. And then he says in verse 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. We have the same thing in the church. God warns the church right there in Hebrews of this unbelief, not trusting God. Do not conduct yourselves, he says to the church in the day of the writer of Hebrews, and it's the same today. Don't conduct yourselves in this same unbelief. We must know God. God is faithful. Is he not? You believe that? God is faithful. When God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Isn't he? Would God lie to us? He can't lie to us. So we must have faith in God, daily depending upon God. God is faithful. Have faith in him. Depend on him daily for a victorious life. Back in Hebrews again, so we need to know God. He is faithful, so we must have faith in him. Know God, he is awesome, so we must fear God. Recognize him as the holy, all-powerful Creator God. Back in Deuteronomy again and chapter 5 and verse 23. Let me read a few verses here. And it came to pass when ye heard the voice. This is when they were at Mount Sinai. God was speaking to them. Moses was going to go get the Ten Commandments. It came to pass when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, literally. And ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness. They knew that God was also awesome. And they fell on their faces in awe. And we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with men, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. So they saw God. He is awesome. And they said, Moses, you go talk to him and then come back and talk to us. We don't want to face God personally. They had the fear of God. They trembled at God's glory and his greatness. You know, they needed to, we need to remember, as they would need to remember, the plagues of Egypt. God was in that. How did all that happen? Was it magic? No, it was God. God did that. And the crossing of the Red Sea. You hear all kinds of stories about the Red Sea, you know, how one place the Bible says a wind came, and so they say, well, it just blew the water out of the way, and they walked across. Yeah, what, in knee-deep mud? No. No, the water stood up, a wall on the right and on the left, and they walked across on dry ground. That's an awesome God. That can't be done, but God did it. And they crossed the Red Sea, and then, of course, the waters came in and destroyed Pharaoh and his armies. Remember the judgments of God at Kadesh Barnea. They didn't have faith in God, and God said, "You are all going to die. These people, these adults, you're going to die. Your children are going to enter into the land." And that's what happened. They needed to remember those judgments, the judgment of the rebellion of Korah. Remember that? The ground just opened up, swallowed. How does that happen? This was not a sinkhole. This was God. It was a miracle. Remember the poisonous snakes. Now that's not such a big thing when poisonous snakes are biting them and they're dying. But remember, he said, set up that snake on the pole, and if you will look at that snake, you can be saved. What was he saying? This is what I'm telling you to do. If you have faith in me, if you believe that I'll do what I said I would do, that's what he's saying. Have faith in me. That's what they were doing when they looked at the snake. Remember that. You need to remember that. How great God was. Remember the victories over the kings on this side of the Jordan. They knew how awesome God is, but they forgot. And they rebel, not just at Kadesh Barnea, but all through those 40 years. Moses reminded them to fear God in chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which your Lord God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I have commanded thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that ye may that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. It starts with fear the Lord, it ends with fear the Lord, and love the Lord your God's right in the middle. It's kind of saying the same thing. Two sides of the same coin. Fear the Lord, love the Lord. You're not really doing one unless you're doing the other also. So he says, fear God in chapter 8, verse 2, the first part of it. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Remember. Remember the Lord. Remember his faithfulness. Remember his awesomeness. Remember what he's done. In Deuteronomy in chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. This is what he required of Israel. This is what God requires of us also. Today, fear the Lord. How do you do that? Well, you walk in all his ways. That's one thing for sure. If you fear the Lord, you're going to walk in all his ways. Your life will show that you fear the Lord by the way you live. And you're going to keep His commandments. You notice that? Walk in all His ways and keep His commandments. That's how you walk in all of His ways, by keeping His commandments. To keep His commandments, you need to know God's Word, of course. Obedience. Fear God. He is awesome. He is able to give you victory. Every day. He is able. He is awesome. He is able to give you victory. Trust in Him. Know God. He is faithful. You need to have faith in Him. Know God. He is awesome. You need to fear Him. Know God. He loves you. So, you ought to love Him. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. We just read that. But let me read verses 4 and 5 again. Oh, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Remember the Lord. In chapter 8 and verse 2, let me read that verse again. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. You're wandering 40 years in the wilderness because of your unbelief, because you rebelled against God. And just think of how the Lord led you all the way. Remember the manna. Remember the clothing that didn't wear out. Remember all that the Lord has done for you. We can do the same thing, can't we? Remember what the Lord has done for us. And then back in verse 10 again, those same two verses, verse 12, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him. To love Him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Love God. This is what God requires of us today also. How do we show that we love God? Serve the Lord thy God. Give your life to Him. Dedicate your life to Him. Live your life for Him. Serve the Lord your God. This is one way to show that you love God. And again, verse 13, keep His commandments. You show that you fear the Lord by keeping His commandments. You show that you love the Lord your God by keeping His commandments. If you love God, keep His commandments. If you fear God, keep His commandments. Why wouldn't you love God? Why wouldn't you love God? Look how He loves you. Remember what He has done for you. Remember what He has promised you as you look to the future. Check out the promises in God's Word. Let me go to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and then verse 8. Be strong and of a good courage. Moses is telling, or God is telling the people through Moses, they're getting ready to go over into the land. They failed at Kadesh Barnea. What's going to happen this time? And so he's getting them ready. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Why not? Why shouldn't we be afraid of them? It's the same people, isn't it? For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That promise is for you, not just for Israel. He will go with thee. He's with you right now. As a matter of fact, if you're born again, He's not only with you, He's in you. And He will never fail you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. And then in verse 8, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. They're going into the land. He says, don't worry about anything because I'm going before you. I'm going to clean things out for you if you have faith in me. It doesn't work if you don't have faith in me. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. He is awesome. He wants you to have victory today. He is awesome. Fear Him. He is able to give you victory. You get that? He is awesome. He is able to give you victory. Do you doubt that? That God is able to give you victory personally? This local church? Do you doubt that? He is able. But not only that, He is not only awesome, but He loves you. He wants to give you victory. He wanted the children to go into the land. They acted in unbelief. They didn't believe His promise. And so they died, the adults, and the rest of them wandered for 40 years. He is awesome. He's able to give you the victory. He loves you. He wants to give you the victory. He is faithful. Depend on Him for a victorious life. The book of Deuteronomy, I believe, is a book. If you read through it, it's right where you are today. Yeah, look back. Look back. Look at the way that the Lord has brought us. And then look ahead and believe His promises. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for this time that we've had to look back in the last 50 years. We're thankful for each local church that You have started in this country, all around this world. And we pray that You be with each one of them. We pray especially for Coon Rapids Baptist Church today. We pray that You would help them to depend upon You. Have faith in You daily, that You might be able to enable them by Your grace. Bring Your promises to fruition. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Visit us at 11164 Hanson Boulevard or online at coonrapidsbaptist.org.